Our reading tonight comes from Isaiah chapter 58. So if you wanted to get a Bible from the shelves, they're there for you to use, or you can follow it on the screen. Shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the house of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for a man to humble himself? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying on sackcloth and ashes? Is this what you call a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here am I." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Amen. And may God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Kathy's now going to come and speak to us. Thank you, Kathy.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, you are a God of justice. You are a God of mercy and righteousness and a God of love. And we just pray that your Spirit will be with us now, teaching us and guiding us. In Jesus' name, amen. We've just sang about God's justice, and now we've just read also about his justice. And I guess this is a theme of why I'm in Mozambique, but also a theme throughout our lives. You know, when we're children or when you see children and they just say, "It's not fair, he's got more ice cream than me," or whichever. It's that little sense of justice that is in all of us. And I think it's there because the Bible tells us that God is just. He is just in Deuteronomy. And then throughout the Bible, in the Psalms, in the Proverbs, throughout the major and minor prophets, we're taught that God is just, that he seeks us to be just. He seeks us to seek just. He asks us to seek justice. And here in this reading, Isaiah 58, that we've just looked at, the call isn't just to be just in an laid-back sort of way, but actually to go out and loose the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke and to set the oppressed free. Jesus too taught us about justice. He taught the Pharisees, "It's fine that you're doing what the law says, that's good, keep it up, but I'm actually pretty angry with you because you're neglecting the greater things of the law, which is justice, mercy and faithfulness." And then we read about Jesus himself and what his role is in Matthew 12 It's to proclaim justice to the nations. It's to lead justice to victory. And so no wonder we have a bit of a sense of justice in us, because God made us and he's just. And so for all of us, it's about living our lives in a sense of justice, being good and just towards people we interact with, people we work with, and taking steps beyond that too, standing up for those who are oppressed and lack justice in their lives. A few years ago, I started to work with BMS World Mission, and I went to Mozambique, as you know. I thought I'd just give you some slides to put you in the picture. BMS has got six people in Mozambique, three of them doing youth work, children's work and development, and three of us doing work with justice. We're lawyers. That's Mozambique, and you can see Beira, which is halfway down, I guess. And then that's where we all live, us six BMS workers. And then at the bottom with the star is Maputo, and that's the capital city. Just a little bit of recent history about Mozambique. You may know it was a Portuguese colony, so Portuguese is the national language, which I've struggled to get my head around. There was awful war in the 60s until Mozambique gained independence from the Portuguese in 1974. It was a bitter war. All of them are, of course. But in this one, when the Portuguese left, what infrastructure they'd made, if there were canals or good pipes, they filled them with cement. So the Mozambicans were left with very bad infrastructure. Not only that, but the Portuguese had not allowed a decent level of education. So there was a country that was war-torn, that was destroyed, and that wasn't well-educated. Communism came in. That was who won, if you like, the war. And then followed civil war, but then a peace accord in 1992. So they've really only just had peace for quite a short amount of time. And to be honest, the opposition is still armed. Until about October last year, there was fighting going on, which actually meant that the city that I lived in, Beira, was fine, but not too far from there wasn't. And so it was dangerous to be on those roads. The population is 25 million, but about half of those are children. The age expectancy now, if you're born now, is 50. So there's a lot of younger people. And as you can see from the slide, the Human Development Index is 187 nations. UK is number 15. Australia is number 2. But Mozambique is number 178. And many people, even now, are only gaining about 3 years of education for many reasons. It's a country that is still suffering the effects of war, has a low level of education, and is deeply chronically poor. And this obviously can lead to people gaining what they can in any way that they can. They need to. They need to put food on the table. And it also means that sometimes people use corrupt means. Quite often people use corrupt means to do these, ask for bribes where they shouldn't, which keeps the country even more poor. And this morning I shared that involves police and courts, but it also involves schools, which is partly why for many only 3 years of education, because teachers might not get paid. They still need their money. And so they'll ask children to pay them if they want to graduate or if they want to pass the school year to the next level. And unfortunately also for girls, sexual favours, which means that parents are bringing girls out of school because they don't want their children to be subject to that and lacking an education. And there's real sad justice issues. A few years ago, some lawyers in Mozambique asked for a Christian lawyers' organisation to form, like they'd heard form in other countries in Africa and also throughout the world. There in the pink is Annette, and she's a BMS mission worker, but she was a lawyer in Uganda working in a Christian community legal centre there. And so she went to Mozambique, A few years later, or just over a year later, Damien in the pink and I moved from the UK to work with her. Damien's just young like Annette, and now they're engaged and they'll get married in April. The other person is Isaac Bonga. He's the first Mozambican to be employed in the Christian Lawyers Organisation, and he's a lovely young Christian lawyer. When the association formed, they decided that this would be their key verse, Isaiah 1:17. Stop doing wrong, learn to do right, seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, and plead the case of the widow. And there certainly is a big need for that in Mozambique. There are inheritance issues, people not getting access to justice even when they go to the police with a big complaint. And one issue actually about inheritance is when a husband dies, if he has some property, often his family will go and take that, putting his wife and children out. That's the traditional law, and people don't know that in fact the laws change. So pastors and others are actually aiding in widows and orphans going onto the street because they think that it's enforcing the law to allow the husbands to go in. Child protection is also an issue. People don't know that you're not allowed to hit a child, maybe do other things to a child, tie a child up, discipline a child beyond what we would feel is appropriate. And so these sort of things we're listening to and responding by teaching about what the law is. Also enabling people to come in. And so we had a young man come in whose mother had died and she had property, but the rest of the family, aunts and uncles, were wanting to take it. So we took his case, we sat with him and prayed with him, because he was very nervous. And then it facilitated family mediation, enabling an agreement to be made that he will be properly cared for. And domestic violence is an issue all around the world, but also in Mozambique, it's a place that people don't necessarily know that it's wrong. And so even pastors might say, your wife won't know that you love her unless you hit her. It's obviously not the case, but it's the feeling. And so we can talk to people about that now being against the law, as well against what the Bible says. And an example there actually is a woman did come to us and her husband was beating her. Our young lawyer, Isaac, helped her prepare all the documents she needed for court after trying every other way. She went to court, but because this was a matter that was included domestic violence, the prosecutor had to represent her. Isaac couldn't. Unfortunately, when she went to court, the prosecutor was against her for whatever reason, even though it was a claim of her being violently treated. Her husband was quite wealthy and had a lawyer, relatively wealthy, and it looked like a very bad day in court. But the judge didn't make a decision and she came back to us. And we were able to just sit with her and pray with her for justice to be done. We used the prayer in Nehemiah, which is ask that God would grant favour to the decision maker for her. A week later she came back to rejoice and say against all the odds the judge had found for her that there had been violence, that it was wrong as it is, and she would be able to be paid some of the property that she was entitled to. So I guess these are the sort of things that we're able to work with and do. I've only been there 18 months, Annette only a year before, or 15 months before that, and it's taken time just to build an association, build a group of lawyers that want to come to know God and how to act justly in their work and to start the cases going. But we really appreciate and value your support, because it's not possible to do that without your support. I want to thank you for your prayers as well, because it's not just, I guess it's not just flesh and blood, if you like, that we're fighting. There's also a real problem with people taking their case papers to a witch doctor and from that cursing. It's a battle then that becomes spiritual, and we're called to pray for protection for one another, and we certainly will value your prayers for protection and courage and strength for Isaac, for the Mozambican Christian lawyers, and for us. protection for our clients as well. I'll just tell you that there has been honest, real times of struggle. It's not that I don't want to be there, but I feel very inadequate and I feel quite scared at times of what I don't understand there. But what God gave to me in those times, I'll just share with you to close. And that's from Haggai. Be strong, declares the Lord. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you. This is what I have covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. And so it's just a sense that we just be strong, we work to the best of our ability, and we remember that God is with us and his spirit is with us, as it is with us here today.